Well, hey there. You're listening to the Gina Scalpone podcast, a podcast for entrepreneurs in all industries to learn tactical tips on how to grow businesses to support a life you love. And this is your host, Gina Scalpone. So I am bringing this question in from live Q&A and group coaching inside Glam Hairs Academy, my signature course. It's a 9-week group implementation program. We are in week 4, so we're almost halfway through the program. And my students get modules and workbooks delivered to them every single week. And we do live group coaching during the whole 9 weeks while the program is live. And this question was super interesting and fun. I got this from one of the students in the program, and I thought I would share it with you on today's podcast episode. Okay, so I'm going to let you know what the question is, and then I'm going to give my advice, share my advice that I shared with the students to you, my friend. Okay, her question was, when is a good time to require a deposit prior to a service, if any? For example, services that will be over $200 or take 4+ hours to prevent complete loss of income if they are a no-show. The only issue I've had is for repeat offenders of last-minute cancellations. My compassion has been too high sometimes when they are elders. I've never implemented anything. I've had higher tickets of color corrections, but never had a no-show on those, especially as I raise prices and weed out those I don't want in my chair anymore. How about that question? How insightful and amazing is that, my friend? Okay, here is my answer. This is what I shared with that student and all the other students inside my program, and I really think it's a good topic and idea, and I'm going to share with you the things I share with them. It's 6 simple steps. Basically, my answer is, I think all the stylist needs is a cancellation policy to put in place. So let's talk about how that can actually look. So number 1, you're going to want to write down what your policy is. Is it a 24-hour cancellation policy? Is it a 48-hour? Do you charge 50%? Do you charge 100%? You got to just be clear about what you want your cancellation policy to be. So that is number 1. Number 2, you're going to keep a credit card on file, especially for those quote-unquote naughty clients. If they are canceling, you're going to say, hey, I need to keep your credit card on file. Okay, so that's number 2. Keep a card on file. Put it in the information with their color formula so you can stay organized. Number 3, consider for the high ticket services a deposit of half of what you think the service will be. Communicate that with the client, like what the pricing is. Let's say you think it's going to cost $500. When they book the appointment, let them know you're going to need half down in advance, and they can pay the difference on the day of. Number 4, what do they get? Do they get a warning the first time it happens? Like if they cancel and they're sick, or they cancel and one of their children is sick, what's the deal? Is it 1 warning? Is it 2 warnings? Is it 3? Is it none? Number 5, when will this policy take place? Starting December 1st, January 1st, February 1st. Be clear about when you want it to start or be put in place. Number 6, how will you communicate this new policy to your clients? Will it be in the reminder email for their upcoming appointment? Will there be a sign at your station? Will you inform them when they're in your chair? Will it be all of the above? My friend, I want you to over communicate your cancellation policy. What you could even do, what I recommend to my students, is come up with some information, some verbiage that you're going to send to every single one of your clients before they come in for their next appointment. So it's the reminder email. Just simply say something like this: hey, Stephanie, can't wait to see you at your next appointment on Friday. Just to let you know, I have a few new policies I put in place. One of them is the cancellation policy. It is as follows, blank. See you on Friday. That's it. So just be clear about what you want and make sure you communicate with your clients, and then make sure you stick to it. Remember, my friend, I can guarantee you your dentist or your doctor has a cancellation policy. So why shouldn't we as stylists? Just because we're in a creative industry, just because we love our job, just because we're compassionate, kind people, doesn't mean we should have policies put in place, especially like cancellation policies. Time is a commodity, my friend. We do not want to waste 20 minutes of our time. We do not want anyone else wasting our time. And the easiest way to help with or negate the no-shows is to put a cancellation policy in place and let your clients know exactly what it is, when it starts, and what the repercussions are if they do cancel, aka 50% charge, 100% charge, that sort of thing. So I hope this podcast episode helped you out. I hope it gave you some inspiration to implement a cancellation policy in your business. Please let me know if this helped you out. And please share this podcast episode with a friend if it helped you out. Leave a review for me on iTunes. I would really appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening, my friend, and have a wonderful day. Mwah.